In music, a coda is a passage that brings a piece to an end. And so today, we bring you the coda to a musical saga, the story of the late violinist Roman Totenberg and the theft of his Stradivarius violin. That's Totenberg playing the Stradivarius before it was stolen 37 years ago. When it was recovered in 2015, his oldest daughter, NPR's own Nina Totenberg, let us in on all the details of the drama. So now, to bring the story full circle, here she is once more.
My father used to dream of opening his violin case and seeing the Strad there again. But when he died at the age of 101, literally teaching on his deathbed, he still was seeing the violin only in those dreams. We three Totenberg sisters saw it again a year and a half ago after it was turned over to us at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan following a mammoth press conference. Since then, the violin made by Antonio Stradivari in 1734 has been living at Rare Violins of New York, undergoing restoration by amazing craftsmen. This week, it had its debut at a private concert in New York, so private we weren't allowed to record. But we knew you'd want to hear it. That's Mira Wang, my father's former student, practicing in her New York apartment. There never was any doubt she'd be the one playing it first. In the family, she's known as the fourth Totenberg sister. She arrived in the U.S. from China to study with my father in 1986, living with my parents for a time, years later marrying her cellist husband on our porch, and she and her family remain part of our family to this day. But as she reminded me this week,
I actually never met the violin. I only met the ghost of the violin. I only saw it in the photos, in the, the poster.
The poster outside of my parents' bedroom advertised one of my father's concerts with a photograph of the violin. But for the last month, the Totenberg Strad and all its vivid colors of sound has become a reality for Mira Wang as she got it ready for its debut.
It's like meeting a new stranger, but the most fabulous stranger you can imagine.
Musicians know that every great instrument is like an individual.
So when I first got it, I truly thought the violin hated me. I always say great masterpieces like these, they have their own character. They don't let you do anything you like. So as a player, to be able to control the violin, it's always a tricky business. You need time to learn how to be friendly, to be friends with the instrument and what it likes, what it doesn't. And to discover the beauty of the true great master, you just need time.
And so Mira Wang has been sawing away on the fiddle every day for hours, becoming its friend, while my father watches.
I actually have a picture right in front of me when I play the violin of him. And that's where I stand. And I feel like he's all watching over me and said, "Don't do terrible things to the violin."
Of course, she played beautifully. And I'm sure that Mr. T, as he was known to his students, was pleased and so happy that his beloved violin is ready to thrill audiences again. Nina Totenberg, NPR News.